This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. A lot of you probably think the movie industry has lost their way and they're alienating us as an audience. I'm actually super excited about the future of movies, especially in light of their current trend towards goose-stepping leftist conformity. How could that go wrong? From the fussy fascist fatties like Lena Dunham, listening in to stewardesses' private chats, to withered crones like Chelsea Handler, wishing we too could arrest Chinese tourists for goofing on Hitler like the Germans do. Apparently there's no one else in Germany who needs arresting. It's becoming clear that free speech and free thoughts, well, those are things of the past. You could Google free speech, but the result would probably come back with a link to a long lecture about how, you know, if you're a guy, well, you're just bad. Remember, diverse conformity is strength or something. And you know, Hollywood is totally on board with these trends, and with that in mind, we have plenty to look forward to. Just check out these coming attractions like Z-Day after the racist, sexist, and homophobic nightmare that was Dunkirk left audiences literally shaking. Moviegoers are begging to see a war movie that doesn't just focus on the people who were actually there, things that really happened. Your wish is Hollywood's command. You thought you knew the whole story of the Normandy operation, but what you really knew was that, you know, the fallow people of power version that minimized and invisibled the contributions of the trans soldiers of Heft. Z-Day is a stirring story of the sheroes who didn't let their birth genders or carbohydrate addictions get in the way of defeating the Nazis. With the cry of, come on you she-males, you want to live forever, these pudgy paratroopers weren't about to allow the Third Reich to mansplain away their girl power. It's no longer just Band of Brothers anymore, it's Band of Brothers Sisters. And others that'll be opening this winter solstice. Or 1984, Part 2. This exciting reboot turns expectations on their heads as the courageous social justice warriors root out bad-thinking thought criminals like Winston Smith. You'll thrill as the angry college students confront people with ideas they don't like and punish and kill them for daring to be different. All in the name of diversity. When this smash hit is over, you too will love Big Mother. Or Dirty Harriet. Forget that Cro-Magnon, Clint Eastwood. This modern cop movie teaches us that every life matters except blue ones. Female identifying but curious, Detective Harriet Callahan gets all the dirty jobs like running diversity classes for those knuckle-dragging patrolmen who refuse to abandon their wrong thinking. Pairing up with a differently abled Muslim dwarf of color, she busts the real villains, the people trying to keep order in the streets, and she does it with hugs. Make her day. Go ahead. Or, Son of an Inconvenient Truth. This is the third try, and this time it's personal. Al Gore takes time away from his busy schedule of eating, dining, having dinner, and pestering the innocent masseuses to explain in detail why his previous predictions of total climate Armageddon that were supposed to come true a couple of years ago haven't. The spoiler alert is that it's all Trump's fault. from Russia with lunacy. The Trump-Russia collusion story takes a romantic twist as a brave and intrepid foreigner refuses to be silenced and courageously uses social media to provide America with the forbidden truth about how Trump and Putin get together with the Trilateral Commission and the reverse vampires and personally kept Hillary Clinton from campaigning in Michigan. All in defiance of the commands of the Grand Marshal of the Supreme Court and her FISA warrants. Don't bring the kids because of the controversial dossier scene. Written, directed by, and starring Luis Menchen, co-starring Ted Lieu as Weenus. Finally, is that right? Yeah. There's something about sanctuary cities. This is a comedy that provides laughs and lessons because comedy with a message is the funniest comedy. Follows the adventures of people who shouldn't be in the country raping, looting, and pillaging because America's bad and deserves it. And all the while, our heroes are dodging those evil people from ICE who are trying to enforce the laws that our elected officials made. Ben Stiller makes a comeback as a newly woke resident of San Francisco who learns that as an American citizen, he really has no moral right to tell foreigners that they can't be here, and then gets shot as part of a gang initiation by an undocumented worker named Fato Loco 69. Then there's the bike lane warrior. Mad Max is back, but this time he's caring about the environment. Forget the carbon criminal Max of the past. It's no longer the last of the V8 interceptors. Now he's got a 10-speed cruiser with a banana seat, and he's pedaling his way through Brooklyn seeking adventure. This will be starring Zoe Deschanel as the humongous, a 95-pound chick who is tougher and better at fighting than Max and every other man because of girl power. Then there's Lassie Must Die. Little Timmy learns the heartbreaking truth that his corgi is helping to cause global warming and is also annoying his Muslim neighbor, who just got here from Somalia thanks to a judge in Hawaii. Timmy realizes that his dog must be sacrificed to the weird weather religion and to the whims of some pushy foreigner. And as Timmy learns, he's merely an American citizen, so he doesn't matter. Then there's To Chill with a Mattress Girl. This is a college comedy where a goofy frat boy learns a lesson in active consent when the sorority baby dated decides 10 months later that the romantic interlude she agreed to via notarized contract signed on videotape was actually rape because the boy stopped returning her text and her professor of uterus study said so. Brace yourself for the hilarious mattress party sequences. Dour feminists crash a dance and read non-rhyming poetry about how they were oppressed growing up as the daughters of doctors and lawyers in Connecticut and Santa Monica. Then there's Harry Potter and Trump is Totally Voldemort. This is the movie that the millennials have been waiting for. Without actual religion to provide them meaning, young folks are filling their empty heads with childish tales of wands and wizards. And J.K. Rowling is only too happy to keep making money off them. In this tale, Potter comes out of retirement and takes on the evil president of the United States, who is a spirit of evil for some reason. He also makes out with the weird redheaded boy because the other books were too cis-normative. And... well, you get the picture. Hollywood has learned plenty about entertaining us over the years. I, for one, can't wait to go spend $50 for a couple of tickets to sit in a dark, sticky room with people poking at their cell phones while garbage is projected in front of me. But apparently you can, since Hollywood seems to be hitting rock bottom in terms of box office. Maybe if you want something awesome to entertain you, maybe you should read a book. And when you're done with that, maybe you should read another book. Listen. I like movies. I like video. I like all kinds of things. And I take them for what they are worth. If they're trying to give me some moralistic advice or something, nah. I couldn't care less. I like a movie with twists and turns of the plot and everything, like Seven. That had a really good plot line. And it, as far as I can tell, it really didn't have too many politically correct things in it. I just don't remember any. And it was too bad. It's too bad. What happened to Wilkes and his wife, but the story was good. And that came from Hollywood. Maybe we can hope that they'll go back that route, huh? We'll be right back. Here we go!
every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. It's doing two things. It's going to clean your weapon, it's going to lubricate your weapon, and then it's going to have treated your weapon in a way that is going to resist the environment altogether. Froglube.com. 1979, I was a senior in high school. As such, I had to wait till graduation. And then I finally got to see Apocalypse Now. That much of it. I was 5 years away from joining the military. Didn't even know that was in my future. I had to watch it a few times to get the full gist of what was going on. But if you remember, there was parts of it like when Robert Duvall, who played the Air Cav Squadron Commander, said, "Charlie, don't surf, and I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory." And then that scene with the Air Cav attack against the Viet Cong village coming in over the water, well, Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries was unforgettable. But there's a different scene, vignette, if you will, that is the subject of what I'm talking about. This is when Captain Willard, who was played by Martin Sheen, and his Navy riverboat, his fast boat that escorted him to the front lines on the river, and they're at the last American outpost in the middle of the night. And it was there that Captain Willard was supposed to link up with an Army officer for an intelligence update. And he walks up to a fighting position and asks a black soldier manning an M60 machine gun the question, "Who's in charge here?" To which the soldier responds, "Ain't you?" Imagine if you were to walk into Washington, D.C. right now and ask that same rhetorical question, "Who's in charge here?" We're in the month of August right now, and the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and the President are all on vacation, or as they refer to it, recess. When I was a kid, recess was a reward. If you finished your work and you were good in class, then you were able to take a recess after lunch. You could not be denied lunch, but, you know, your teacher, they had a policy that teachers could deny recess. So you did not get playtime unless you had met the requirements. And maybe that's a lesson that needs to be taught in Washington, D.C. For those of you who do not know, here is the history of August recess. Washington is built on a swamp. Literally. The month of August is notorious for being the most unbearable, with searing heat and high humidity, with little flowing breeze. And back in the day when there was not any air conditioning, Congress would recess for the month of August. But recess also meant that these citizen legislators went back to their normal occupations, since it was never the intent of our founding fathers to have career politicians, but true representatives, servant leaders. Now recess has come to mean something completely different, and we do have career politicians. We're told how important it is for these legislators to be in their districts for the entire month of August. The need to meet with their constituents. I would love to see the town hall meeting schedule for every member of the House and Senate for this month. But ask yourself this, is this recess a reward? A time to decompress from hard and productive legislative sessions, or just a taxpayer-funded 30-day-plus vacation? If you're delusional, you might believe the former. So the question is, who is in charge? Well, here's what we know. There's no reform in our healthcare system. And that's collapsing. There's no tax reform plan that will ensure the incredible economic growth that we've seen in the past 6 months will be sustained. We do not have a budget. Show me an everyday citizen and business owner that has the luxury of abdicating the responsibility of having a budget. Over the past 7 to 8 years, we've had a Republican Party that has to be put in charge. Now, mind you, I do not want to see the socialists of the Democratic Party to hold the leadership position in the House, Senate, or White House. The left in America fails to grasp a simple maxim. A free people are not equal, and an equal people are not free. What concerns me is that the GOP has gotten what they asked to attain via the hard work of me and you. And where are they now? Who's in charge? And I do acknowledge the economic success and growth we have seen, but we need those two major legislative policy agenda items that were promised by the GOP to their support base. And now we have members who have betrayed their commitment promise. Now we learned that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will seek a bipartisan measure to ensure the insurance companies receive a bailout in order to reduce the pain of a rate increase. That's nothing more than the implementation of the Obamacare risk corridor, part of what we were told would be repealed. So that means they are failing and they went home. So their resolution now is just to continue with the status quo, business as usual. We were told that the Senate would not recess in August unless they got the work done. I'm fairly certain most of my elementary school teachers have passed on, but maybe we need to bring them back and enforce that no recess policy. But do I want to see Schumer leading the Senate or Pelosi as House Speaker again? I want to see someone accepting the mantle of leadership and then being in charge, fulfilling the commitment that was made to us, and willing to work to that end. The American people deserve better than what they're getting right now. So, who's in charge? It's supposed to be me and you. And right now, it isn't me and you. We're going to have to bring them to heel. Because we don't, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, the decorum and procedures and custom. How about success? How about winning? How about you won? You won because we helped you win. How about now you go ahead and complete the circle? And start getting us back in some sort of a constitutional form of government. How about that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube, it's many things. And I mean, when I got the VP9, I pulled it apart. The VP9 came packed with a lot of grease. And I sprayed the Frog Lube solvent in it and the degreaser in it, and it just went away. I had to wipe it out of the way, but, you know, you understand what I'm saying. Not a lot of elbow grease involved in that. Then I lubed it up, and it's ready to go, and it's going to the range day after tomorrow, I guess. Day after tomorrow. Sunday. I'm going to the range Sunday. Go check it out, froglube.com. I just love it when I'm hitting on all cylinders and just, doing the deed, and articulating exactly what I mean. Coming out of California with a K, we have, all of the big transnational corporations, their corporate profits are hitting record highs. Apple, Facebook, Google. Housing prices from La Jolla to Berkeley along the Pacific Coast can top $1,000 a square foot. Everybody in China is trying to send their children to college in California, Caltech, Berkeley, Stanford, UCLA, or USC. And yet, California, after raising their top income tax rate to 13.3% and receiving record revenue, is still facing a budget deficit of more than $1 billion. And then there's the $1 trillion in unfunded liabilities and pension obligations. Soon, new gas tax hikes on top of green mandates might make California gas the most expensive in the nation, despite their huge reserves of untapped oil. Where's all that money go? given that the state schools and infrastructure rank among America's worst in national surveys. Well, let's take stock. Illegal immigration over the last 30 years, the exodus of millions of middle-class Californians, and huge wealth concentrated in the L.A. Basin and Silicon Valley have turned the state into a medieval manor of knights and peasants, with ever fewer in between. The strapped middle class continues to flee bad schools, high taxes, rampant crime, and poor state services. About one-third of the nation's welfare recipients reside in California. Approximately one-fifth of the state lives below the poverty line. More than a quarter of Californians were not born in the United States. Now, many of the state's wealthiest residents support high taxes, no-growth green policies, and subsidies for the poor. And they do that because they reside in apartheid neighborhoods and have material and political wherewithal to become exempt from the consequences of their own utopian bromide. Blue California has no two-party politics anymore. Their campuses from Berkeley to Claremont have proven among the most hostile to free speech in the nation. There's a few things that keeps California going. It is naturally a beautiful place. Beauty, weather, draw in people eager to play California roulette. It is a state naturally rich in minerals and oil and natural gas and timber and farmland. The world pays dearly for whatever techies based in California's universities can dream up. And all of that being said, the status quo is failing. Skeletons of half-built bridges and overpasses for a $100 billion high-speed rail dinosaur remind residents of the ongoing boondoggle. Meanwhile, outdated roads and highways, mostly unchanged from the 1960s, make driving for 40 million both slow and dangerous. Each mile of track for high-speed rail represents millions of dollars that were not spent on repairing and expanding stretches of their decrepit roadways, and hundreds of lives needlessly lost each year. The future of state transportation is not updated versions of the 19th century idea of railways and locomotives, but instead will include electric-powered and automatically piloted cars, all impossible without good roads. Less than 40% of California residents identify themselves as conservative. But Red County, California represents some 75% of California's geographical area. It's sort of like large rural Mississippi and tiny urban Massachusetts were one combined state, all ruled by liberal Boston. Now, a third of the state thinks they can pull off a Cal exit and leave the United States. And their unhinged proponents have no idea what they're mimicking, because what they're doing is mimicking the right-wing arguments of the Confederate states that prompted the Civil War. Like South Carolina residents in 1861, Cal exit advocates seem to assume that federal law should apply everywhere else except in California. They also believe that the Federal Environmental Protection Agency should always override local ordinances, but not so with another federal bureau, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. South Carolina started the Civil War by shelling and capturing federal property at Fort Sumter. Cal-exit wannabe secessionists similarly assume that thousands of square miles of federal property, from California federal courtrooms and post offices to the national parks like Yosemite, to huge military bases like Camp Pendleton, belong to the state and could simply be confiscated from the federal government. They also assume California can leave the Union without an authorizing amendment to the Constitution ratified by three-fourths of all states. And they fail to see that should California ever secede, it will immediately be split into two. The coastal strip would go the way of secessionist Virginia, and the other three-quarters of the state's geography would remain loyal to the Union and become a new version of the loyalist West Virginia. Buying a home on the California coast is nearly impossible. State budget can only be balanced through constant tax hikes. Finding a good, safe public school is difficult. Building a single new dam during the California drought to capture record runoff water in subsequent wet years proved politically impossible. None of that matters. Many Californians consider those existential problems to be a pre-modern drag. while they dream of postmodern trains and the legalization of pot growing and seceding from the United States. I am almost willing to let that happen, except for the 9 million gun owners that live in California. For all of those people that are on welfare in California, are they going to continue to pay it? To those people living in the new Republic of California? We're going to take the military back. We're not going to be leasing those bases from you. You think that you would become an occupied territory. No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We would just let you go. We'll pull everything out of there. No more Presidio. No more Fort Irwin. Have it all. Enjoy it. Maybe you can let all of the immigrants live there.
Yeah.
But you get all of your own liabilities. You get to take those with you. No bailouts. No nothing. And we won't build a wall. I'm sure you'll build a wall, but if you build a wall, that'll be just to keep people from running away. It's almost worth it, if not for all those gun owners. The gun owners, I'm not interested in seeing you guys secede. So if you can't have it legally and you try to take it illegally, we'll just stop you and we'll see how that plays. Do you care to engage? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly a phenomenal product made by a man who knew what he had to fight as far as weapons maintenance out in the environment. froglube.com. When Lincoln was assassinated, there was a chain of events that set in motion that has relevance today. Because Lincoln had an eye on post-war reconstruction, so he picked a Southern Democrat named Andrew Johnson as his VP. He stayed, Johnson was one of the few Southern politicians to remain in federal service after the Civil War started. Lincoln knew he needed to offer an olive branch to the South, and he knew he needed a Southerner to sell the Reconstruction Plan. But Lincoln was assassinated, and Johnson became president. A Democrat and Southerner taking charge of a country that just defeated most of his own party. The Republicans were furious and did not want to give up power. So Johnson's impeachment was inevitable. And Johnson moved to impose Lincoln's own plan for the reunification of the U.S., but Congress refused to seat the Southern delegates. Then there was Edward Stanton, a holdover from, he was Secretary of War. He wanted to punish the South. Congress passed a law called the Tenure of Office Act on March 2, 1867, that said that any cabinet member approved by the Senate had to be retained. That was flagrantly unconstitutional, but the Republicans passed it anyway. So, emboldened by this, Stanton openly opposed the president, who fired him, and Congress ordered his reinstatement, but Johnson fired him again. And that led to America's first impeachment. Of the 12 articles of impeachment against Johnson, only his violation of the Tenure of Office Act actually constituted a high crime and misdemeanor designation. He was accused of insulting the dignity of Congress. He was impeached and survived by only one vote, 35 for conviction to 19 against. That was repealed in stages and completely repealed in 1887. And the U.S. Supreme Court largely ruled it unconstitutional in the case of Myers versus the United States. Which brings us to the current political situation. There are not one but two bills in the Senate, both proposed by Republicans, to make it illegal for Donald J. Trump to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. One bill, sponsored by my senior senator, and Minnie McCain, Lindsey Graham. The other by Rhino Chamber of Commerce honorary member and pro high heel wearing in the military man, Tom Tillis of North Carolina. Both make it illegal for the president to fire an employee of the Department of Justice without cause to be determined by a panel of judges. This is a clear violation of separation of power. Congress may investigate the matter itself, but they cannot force Mr. Trump to conduct an investigation of himself and force him to retain hostile personnel. And there is no underlying crime being investigated by the president or his staff, but rather a national security issue. And the president has an absolute legal right to fire Mueller when he sees fit. Congressional Republicans have been waging a quiet war on their own president, which means that's a war on us. While they're at recess, they have voted unanimously in the Senate to stay in session, denying Trump the power to make recess appointments, and they themselves have refused to move his appointments forward. They prevented Trump from even using private funding to build a border wall in a previous deal. They refused to repeal Obamacare, and that's the cornerstone of every Republican campaign promise. And they've gone along with the Democrats with these investigations, which the GOP knows full well are purely political, because they want Trump to fail. Because he's shown there's a different way to do things, and he's exposed the nudity of the Imperium. No doubt right now the GOP sees these polls showing Trump at record low approval numbers. Yeah, I believe that, just like I believe the whole election poll thing. Former Reagan budget director David Stockman thinks Trump is Nixon. And he's wrong about that. Trump has the ability to circumvent the gatekeepers in the media and the Washington establishment, which was not true of Nixon. Nixon was a swamp critter, not a maverick outsider, which, you know, I'm not talking about McCain, whose only claim to maverick status is his willingness to stab his friends in the back. Trump's policies are poised to reignite the American economy, something that Nixon's supply-side thinking could not do. And Nixon was unfairly tarnished by Vietnam. If Trump ends up a wartime president, it will have been thrust upon him, and the public knows it. The reality here is that the Trump presidency more resembles Andrew Johnson than Nixon, but there are huge differences. Johnson wasn't elected while Trump won fair and square and is beloved by his base. He's the guy trying to restore the franchise to a forgotten segment of Americans, like Johnson did the South. Nixon was seen, and probably correctly, as a cynic in love with power for its own sake. He loved the game. There will be a terrible political price to pay if the GOP allows Trump to be brought down. And that will probably spell the end of the Republican Party as the base will walk. Graham and Tillis are playing with fire. Or rather with gum, in bringing back the Tenure of Office Act. It was a terrible idea back then, and it has not improved with age. If a civil war were to break out over them going after Trump, I would get in it. And it's not going to be, I mean, think about who we're talking about here. All the politicians. 63 million Americans voted for President Donald Trump. It's not going to be a small force. Most of the people that voted for Clinton are going to be in a couple of very localized areas. It's not going to be fun for them if they go that way, because that's... that kind of abdication of power is it's shocking. It's shocking. So while all of the actors that you've never heard of are out there calling you deplorable and a bunch of idiots and all that other stuff, just remember, you won. You're winners. That's the end result. Well, they say I'm this. Well, yeah, but you won. You beat. You disregarded everything you heard. Everything you heard. So, the swamp is deep, and the deep state is trying their best. And so far, you know, all they're managing to do is slow him down. They're not stopping him. While they're home, pick up the phone, call your representative, call both of your senators, and tell them, we voted for this, why aren't you guys pushing it along? Invoke the ghost of Eric Cantor, if you want to. There might be a whole bunch of new Dave Bratz. Already people are getting ready to set up and finance anybody willing to primary Jeff Flake, Dean Heller. It isn't that the Republican platform is the wrong platform. It's the Republican politicians. They're wrong for the party. The ideas are sound. The basis behind the philosophy is good. But when you got a bunch of people out there that think they're the smartest people in the room, like Obama, well, that's the way for mischief. We'll be back again in 21 hours. I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.